So tells me Yasser that how we know Lemaise that Ale Mazikim Apoto from Hegdesh. So Taisa says we learn it out from Shore Eyu Veloy Shor Shel Hegdesh. It's not enough. I learned it out from Boir Potu Rab Sula Mugdoshim. It's not enough. I have a pasuk Kiyoichal Prat Lemazik. So I have three psukim to patter a mazik in Hegdesh. Kiyoichal Prat Lemazik. Boir Psula Mugdoshim and Shore Eyu. This is the Taisvis. I want to shtel on one chelik from Taisvis. I think it's a shtikl megea to the Avonas Advorim. Taisvis, when he finished to Miyasa, that we have three psukim to patter Mazik Hegdesh, Re'eyu Veloy Shel Hegdesh, Boir Potor Apsula Mugdoshim, and Kiyoich Al Prat LeMazik. Frek Taisis Akash. Lo Mezen the Taisis inside. Afal Gav de Kiyoich Al Betrum Eksiv, Veshom Chayev Mazik Keren, the moment the Koyenu. Mikol Mekoy Mehai Kro de Kiyoich Al Loinofik Elo Mikro Achina de Abik Egoizel Eschaveiroi. Umazikoy. This is the Taisus. So what Taisus is saying? Taisus is saying like this. That Lemaise... Taisus is saying that Lemaise, we know that Odom HaMazik is Potur in Hegdesh, Ki Yoichal Prat LeMazik, that Odom HaMazik is Potur in Hegdesh. Ki Yoichal Prat LeMazik, Odom HaMazik is Potur in Hegdesh. Frek Taisus, but the posuk is on Trume. And listen to Taisus. And in Trume, the Aloch is, Ki Yoichal Prat LeMazik, but Avada, he pays the koyan the money that it's worth. So here in Hegdesh also, Lechu, you will have to pay the money. Zek Taisus, no. Dear Lemaisa, you potu. It's grade aloche that midim gazlin, you have to pay to the koyan. But it's not negat to Hegdesh. In Hegdesh, you potu in Gansen. These are the words of Taisus. We'll see it inside. The Avagav the Kiyoichal betru meksiv. The Shom Chayev Mazikeren, the moment koyanu. Mikol mukri me'akro de ki yoichal leinofik, elo mikro achine de ave ke goizel es chaveiro yu mazikoi. Aber by us, you potur en gantz. So first, pirush amilas of Taisvis. First, the pirush amilas of Taisvis. What is the pirush amilas of Taisvis? The Pirush HaMilas of Taisvus says, as Reb Shimon says, it's not Reb Shimon Pshat Azei. Every person that eats Trume is two reasons that he has to pay. One reason is, even if you own the Trume, what is the case? Shenoflu loy mi beis avi imoy koyen. He's married to a koyen. A person, his wife is a koyenes, she's a daughter of a koyen. And her father dies, and is a Yerusha, eilei ben, ba'avaltem nachlosu lebitoy. So the daughter that is not married to a Kohen, she yarshes the Trume from the father that is a Kohen. Now this Israel eats this Trume. Belongs to him, he yarshed it. And he eats Trume, is a parsha of Tashlume Trume. He has to pay Tashlume Trume. Why he has to pay Tashlume Trume? To who he pays? To nobody. He takes Peres, he says, I raise the Trume, it becomes Kadosh, v'zeu. This is called Tashlume Trume. And that aloha l'moshe, you don't pay in money. You pay in fruits. You give back fruits to the Trume. And you pay lefi mido. If you ate a kilo, you pay a kilo. This is Tashlume Trume. That part of Tashlume Trume is not negeya if you ate from someone else or you ate from yourself. You have to pay back Tashlume Trume. And there is a drosha zok Reb Shimon, ki yoichal prat lemazik. Only if I ate Trume, I have to pay it back. But lo yotzir, I didn't eat it. Lo yotzir, I was mazik it. I don't pay back. So if I yarshen trume for my mother, that she's a dudu of a koyen, and I eat it, I have to pay back to myself. But I make it a trume, I own it, then I sell it to a koyen for the price. But I have to bring back to oilam atrume. I took from oilam atrume a kilo of trume. I have to pay back to oilam atrume. I have to bring them back a trume. Ki yoichal prat lemazik. Mazik is potu. Oh, but if I eat someone else's trume, so I also have to give back to the Oilam HaTrume, but I give it to him because I ate his Trume. What if I'm Mazik Yenem's Trume? So if I'm Mazik Yenem's Trume, dear the Aloch is like this. Ki Yechal Prat LeMazik, as the Parsha Fun Tashlume Trume, I don't have to pay back. Ober as Gezel HaKoyen, I stole from a Koyen, Avada as them, I have to give him back. I'll give him back cash. I don't have to give him back payers. So if I eat my own trume, I have to pay back trume. But if I mazik my own trume, I'm potter in ganzen. Because it's not a shlumim to the oilam trume. If I eat someone else's trume, so I pay him back payers and to him. If I mazik, that's a tesis. Ki yechel prat le mazik, ob ravada arz gazlen am chayev. Mele zog trip shimen, pshat in tesis. So as the parsha fun tashlumei trume, as the tashlumei trume sheboi, ki yechel prat le mazik, mazik is potter in ganzen. Gerade als Gesel, you pay your friend. Aber lemosha, when you eat from yourself, you don't pay. Hegdesh is no friend. The whole metzias of Hegdesh is Kodesh Kodoshim, is Kodesh. So when I eat something that belongs to Hegdesh, I pay back. Prat lemazik, that if I mazik Hegdesh, I'm potter in ganzen. There's no friend there. There's no one to pay back there. Saval is no one to pay back in Hegdesh. So when I eat it, it's a parshik yoichal, I have to pay tashlumei Hegdesh. Aber when I'm not eating it, lo yitzir, I'm only mazik it. Ki yoichal prat lemazik, I'm potu. Ki yoichal prat lemazik, I'm potu. So this is the limut. As Erev Shimon says, pshat in Teisves. Teisves as the kasha, how we have a ptur and koyin you have to pay. So Teisves says, it's a different pasuk. The tashlum itrume shaboy, I don't pay. Tashlum itrume, I'm potu. As my friend, I pay. And Hegdesh is no friend. Memela, I'm potu in ganz. This is the Erev Shimon. This Erev Shimon is givaldik without yesterday's shir. With yesterday's shir, this Teisves doesn't make sense. I will ask the kasha. We'll take mefagel. I was mefagel someone's kolb. So the hegdash I don't have to pay back. But I was mazik my friend. Why am I not mechuyev to pay back to my friend? Why am I not mechuyev to pay back to my friend? Why am I not mechuyev to pay back to my friend? I was mefagel Yenem's korban. If I was mefagel Yenem's korban, why didn't I have to pay him back? As Avin a Koyen, you said, if I eat my own trume, I'm potter in ganzen. If I eat Hegdesh, I'm potter in ganzen. But if it's a Bailim Yisrael that is losing, as Avin a Koyen, you have to pay back to the Bailim Yisrael. Here also, if Opsula Mukdoshim is a Yisrael that owns it. So you, as Hegdesh, you don't have to pay back. But why you don't have to pay back to the owner? My shlomi truma. So Shitas Rashi was takei nechanami. Shitas Rashi was avada the mute is only not to pay back the hegdesh. Aber lo yitzuyer is a bailim Yisrael. Avada I have to pay back. Lo yitzuyer is a bailim Yisrael. Avada I pay back. Does it mean Shitas Rashi? To a bailim Yisrael, avada I pay back. Aber in Tesis we said I don't pay back. And I'll mechada the kasha. And we explain why I don't pay back. Because it's a mute b'chefze. That such a chefze is potter from mazik. So I'm asking you, fakert go. And trume, even that if the Yisrael owns the trume, even someone, the Kohen owns the trume, of a val is a mute, that as that zach, if I'm mazik it, I'm potter. So even that the Bailim HaKohen, I will not have to pay. Val is a mute. Ki yoichal prat lemazik. As evi ki yoichal prat lemazik and hegdesh. That we said, if I'm mazik a hegdesh, it's not something that I pay on, even if it's a Yisrael that is the owner. So in Truma also, why I have to pay back the Kohen? Ein nechanami as tashlumi Truma and Poto, but I have to pay the Kohen because he's the owner. Oh, but if he takes this, it's a mute b'chefze. If he rashi, it's very geschmack the taste this. It's a mute that you don't pay to Rishus Truma, and you don't pay back to Rishus Hegdesh. Oh, but to the owner of the Truma, the Yisrael, if it's the owner, you have to pay back. It's not yourself. And in Hegdesh, lo yitzur is the Yisrael owner, you will have to pay back. If it rashi, it's like a geschmack. But if it tastes that it's a mute bechefze, that a zach chefze, if I'm mazik, I'm potter in ganzen. So if a zach chefze, I'm mazik, I'm potter in ganzen. So look at it also. Molevshach. So first, I don't understand, Taki, why behag the shtake you chayev, you potter. If it tastes, you have to be, if it's a cheshman, if you're learning it out from Truma, you would have to be chayev. Okay, Taisa says it's a mute bechefze. Say that. If it's a mute bechefze, then Truma also has to be a mute bechefze. Motsosi. Baran begit in that memtes, he says that if you mazik someone's trume, you potur even to the koyen. Well, it's a mute ki yechal prat le mazik, so it's mufka from parshas mazik. I have a mashem mevuyer b'shas that you pay, mid the rabbonon be'alme. What's so posh at the tesis, it's gmores and psochim that you pay, is mid the rabbonon. The ran and the ritwin git in that memtes. They take a learn that it's a mute b'cheftze, Like we said in Hegdash, that you have a miyut bechefze. So while you have a miyut bechefze, so it's nismayet legamre. If it's nismayet legamre, it's a miyut bechefze, then it's nismayet legamre. If it's nismayet legamre, then mele, ein echenami, you potter even to the Bailim HaYisrael. You potter even to the Bailim HaYisrael. לפינו ראשון, אם ינעת חייב זה בקוין, עולים בדרבונות. אבל היא ינעת חייב. אבל היא ינעת חייב. אבל היא פוטו. אבל in thesis it's very schwer. It will fit in thesis without what we said. אבל after what we said yesterday in thesis, that if we learn not like we said yesterday, not like Reb Nochem, that thesis also is masking, that ba'odem ha-mazik, it's no p'tur chefze. It's only p'tur to reshus hegdash. It's only a p'tur to reshus hegdash. So we say it's only a p'tur to reshus hegdash. So then I could hear. So by koyen is a reshus koyen. By hegdash normally is no reshus hegdash. Lo yitzur you will find reshus hegdash lemoshul mefagel. Or lo yitzur you will find reshus hegdash psulam mekdoshim. So ein echnami you would have to pay. Aber in tesis is mevurim psulam mekdoshim lishtazei. Then it's a p'tur chavtze. So if we're saying that ba'odom ha-mazik is different, ein echnami. But we wanted to learn that Ba'odom HaMazik is not different. This was the thing we were saying yesterday. Tesis learns Alamo is a Ptur Chavtze. If Alamo is a Ptur Chavtze, Betruma also you have to be Potu. And the Rantaka says that you're Potu. And Tesis didn't wish to say that Betruma you're Chayev. Also you have to be Chayev. It's a double question. It's one question is if the Alfusa is from Trume, how Hegdash could be different from Trume? And Hegdash was saying that even if it's a Bailim Israel like Psula Mukdoshim, or Mefagel, you potter if it tastes, because there's a mute, such a zach if you mazik, you potter as if you bow potter ala kelim, and the alfuses from Trume, well, we make two different alfuses, and the kasha is the opposite. Val it's a mute bechefze, so be potter taki betrume. Val it's a mute bechefze, be potter betrume also. Why not to be potter betrume? Weißt du, you have to be mechalek. And in Trume is no chefze, kilo. Trume, you can't say that it's a chefze of a trume. It's a normal zach that the kohen owns. So the kohen has bailis gemura on it. Kilo, it's not even a chefze. I don't know how to magdir it, kilo. But mikol mekoyim, we learn out ki yecha prat lemazik that is potur to trume. But when you, that the kohen owns it, it's like normal money. You can't look at it like an andere chefze. I don't know why. And even so, ki yecha prat lemazik in hegdash is the zelbe droshe, and there it's really a mute in the chefze. It'll be much leichter to not to say like Reb Nochem, that in Odom HaMazik is not a mute in the Chefze, only in Shor HaMazik, only in Boir HaMazik is a mute in the Chefze, but in Odom is no Ilchisayim, and in Odom HaMazik is only a mute to the Reshus HaKdash. But when you do, you mefagel, you would have to pay. Reb Shimon only said the Tchilas HaDvorim, that here is a person, and you only put it to the Trum and not to the person, and Hegdash is no person. But we found people in Trum and Hegdash, Sula HaMekdoshi, mefagel, we found the person. And Tesis with Pashtus learns that you're Patu. I'm saying it's a double kashe. How Hegdash is learned from Trume and it's worse from Trume? And Fakert, after we have the Lom that is a Ptur Bechavtze, Hey Chonel Lom Betrume. I'm just saying, a Yedir Be'alme that the Ran and Gittin and the Ritva Taka say that you're Patu. Lom is on the Gemara Vaita. Zog the Gemara Le'oilom, Den Logach Ture Didan Le Ture De Hegdash. Vede Kokashi Loch Shoy Re'eyu Omar Rachmone Veloy Shor Shel Hegdash. Shoy re'eyu omar rachmone ve'loy shor shel hegdash. So how you have a kalvachoyim to pay meitav? He doesn't have to pay bichlal? Rabaki v'sova lak ribshim v'menasi yedetani ribshim v'menasi oimer shor shel hegdash shenogach shor shel hedyet potu. Shor shel hedyet shenogach shor shel hegdash ben tam ben mu'ed meshalem nezik sholem. Aposhne gimore. Rabaki v'sez kalvachoyim ala hegdash yas mi yaka she'eich edom yidin logach tur didan letur de hegdash. Re'eyu amar rachmone ve'lo yishor shel hegdash. The Teretz is Rabbi Kiva Sova like Reb Shimon Menasye, she'chor tam, she'chor shel hedyet, she'nogach shor shel hegdash, ben tam, ben mu'ed, meshalem nezek sholem, and from Idis. Freg de Rashbo in Gittin ha'shayle. It's a zaytik ha'shayle, but it's very nogea to the hemshech, the next piece of the Gemara, I want to give boit on this Rashbo, so I need to hear carefully the Rashbo. Freg de Rashbo, I don't understand. If Rabbi Kiva holds shor tam shel hedyet, שנוגח שור של הקדש, בין תם בין מועד משלם נזק שולם, so why you need a קלבוחים על ההקדש? Every מזיק pays מיטב. I thought הקדש is worse. Shimon Menasye tells me, הקדש is even much better. No, so if every מזיק pays מיטב, so this one also pays מיטב. Why you need a קלבוחים על ההקדש? הוא היה מביא קל וחומר להקדש. It's exactly the same mazik. Every mazik pays meitav. This one also will pay meitav. Kal v'chaymer le'ekdesh? Why we have to shkala kal v'chaymer le'ekdesh? As I frag the Rashba. And the Rashba says the teretz, listen carefully to the teretz of the Rashba. It says, v'bir b'sde acher. I would say, v'shilach z'biyure v'bir b'sde acher, meitav sodei u'meitav karmo yishalem. I would think to make a zad roshe. V'bir b'sde acher, meitav sodei u'meitav karmo yishalem. Or if it's sde hegdesh, you don't pay meitav. We would make up a drosha. Ve'bir b'sde acher, meitav sodei u'meitav karmo yishalem. But if it's not ve'bir b'sde acher, so then you don't pay meitav sodei u'meitav karmo. I would make such a drosha. Ve'bir b'sde acher, meitav sodei u'meitav karmo yishalem. But if it's not ve'bir b'sde acher, if it's not ve'bir b'sde acher, so then you would not pay meitav. So what helps the Kal V'Chomer? The Kal V'Chomer says, "Ok, the Rashbo, it's not a real drosha; it's a halbe drosha." The Kal V'Chomer tells you not to make such a drosha. So again, we had a tzad to make a drosha. The bir b'sde acher pays meitav, aval veloy bir b'sde acher doesn't pay meitav. As then comes the Kal V'Chomer and tells me, "Don't make such a drosha." The Kal V'Chomer le'egdesh, and everyone pays meitav. No, but the Kal V'Chomer, I would make a drosha. So the Rashba says it's a half a drosha, and the Kal V'Chomer pushes it away from being a drosha. I'm a kabbal from the Rashba. I'm a kabbal from the Rashba. The klolei drosha is veisach nisht. But this is the Rashba. It's a drosha acher. So we have a tzad to make such a drosha. But the Kal V'Chomer takes care not to make such a drosha. Bal, I want to use this Rashba. Stam, before we go back to the Rashba, the Rishonim answer noch ha-teretz. They say, in every mazik, Tam never pays nezek sholem. Tam only pays me gufoy. So now Tam is mishalem in aliyah, mechetesi pays idis. A normal Tam never pays bichlal karka. So now is a chidush that the Tam pays nezek sholem. Who said that this Tam will pay idis? I need a kal v'chomer. Or some rishonim say Tam. Every hegdash needs a kal v'chomer. We saw in the Gemara before, Baal Choyf, the Gemara wanted to have a kal v'chomer. Everyone needs a kal v'chomer. We'll go be'ikr, the Rashba's teretz, that without the posuk, I would darshan, v'bir b'sde'acher, mishalem meitav, v'hegdash einu mishalem meitav, as then zog the kal v'chomer, then you mishalem meitav. Lomazen, the next shtik ala Gemara. Then we'll go back to Tesis. Lomazen, the next shtik ala Gemara. Frek the Gemara akashe. Shmeri Gemara. Yochi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Mimayde, Be'id is the Nizik, Ve'zibur is the Mazik. Pligi, Id is the Nizik, Ve'zibur is the Mazik, Pligi, that Rabbi Akiva holds that you have to give Id is the Mazik. And Rabbi Shmuel holds that you can give Id is the Nizak. Dilma de Kula Alma be the Nizak Shaminet. Ve'ocha be Mepluk de Rabbi Shimon Menasye ve'Rabbanon Kamiflege. Rabbi Akiva saw that Rabbi Shimon Menasye Shoshel Hediyat Shanogah Shoshel Eidesh Ben Tam Ben Muid Meshalem Nezik Sholem. And Rabbi Shmuel holds kerabon, and then you potu. Zog the Gemara three kashes. In kein my loy bo akosu. I mean, it's mashma that they're talking at the posuk of meitav. Ve'oid maikal v'choymer le'egdesh. Ve'oid omar ravashi tanya be'edye. Meitav sodeo meitav karmo yishalem. Meitav sodeo shel nizak. Meitav karmo shel nizak. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva oimer meitav sodeo shel mazik. Meitav karmo shel mazik. The last kash I think is very close. State klo. Rabbi Shmuel holds meitav the nizak. And Rabbi Kiva holds meitav the mazik. The first kash is loy bo akosu. It's mashma we're talking on the same posuk. But the Gemara asks is a middle kasha. Ve'oid maikal v'choymer. Three kashas. First, state klor that Rabbi Shmuel holds nizek and Rabbi Kiva holds mazik. Second, loy ba'akosuf, the mashah they're talking about the posuk from Meita. But it's not a kasha. Ve'oid maikal v'choymer, lo mezen Rashi. And don't be'etzem, state a mafteach from the ganze sugya. Zogt Rashi hazeh. Mishalem nezek sholem v'kadorish l'reyu hochi. Shor shel reyu hud hochi mazik tam lo mishalem l'chotzi nezek. אבל אם מזיק שור של הקדש, משלם מזיק נזק שולם, ואפילו טעם, וכל מרבה קיבה לשוקל הקדש, שיעוד מישור ומאידיס קרקויסוף של מזיק. דיל מדקו לאלמה בדניזק שמינן, ולא משלם למזיק אלו זיבוריס. הויל והוא כאידיס דניזק. The Moide Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel, the Omar made of Sodeo Shal Nizak. The Idis the Koma, Rabbi Akiva, Idis the Nizak Omar. ולא יוסי להפלוגי עלי, אלא בהקדש. ובפליקת רב שמעון מנסה ורבו נקום מפלגה, ושמין רב עקיבא לרבי שמואל דלא יאיר אלא בהדיות, אבל בנזקי ההקדש פוטו, ועוסי רב עקיבא לפלוג עלי, אם קיימה לא יבוא הכוסוב, ומשהו דבקרו גוף הפליגי, דלא יבוא הכוסוב לאוכי אלא בהדיות נמי פליגי, ואויד מייקל וחוים עלי ההקדש. גודן רשי. הוילו מן האידיס דקו אמר רב עקיבא, אני זה קוי. ולעקולי אוסי, דיואיב למזיק מזיבוריס, מייקל וחיימר להקדש, גריוס אהבי, ולרב עקיבא יופי כוח הקדש. ובהקדש מנזוקים דקומר דאפילו אהבי מזיק טעם שוק על הקדש. נזק שולם, ונפקי לי מראיו. ונפקי לי מראיו. What is the Gemara's kasha? זוקט רשי, רבי שמואל הולד ניזק. רבי סייר, כיבא סייס קל וחיימר. That even הקדש plays idis. It's a kule, to say ניזק is a kule, it's נשקל חומרה. קל וחומר has to say, מה הדיית הקל? אז חומר, הקדש לכל שכן. If you want to tell me, מה הדיית הקל? Pays only by the nizak, הקדש also pays by the nizak. It's a קל וחומר, it's a kule. פרק תסס, הפרעה שילום, זה נסקן תסס. ואויד, מה קל וחומר להקדש? פירש הקונטרס, אוילו מן האידיס לא אמר רב עקיבא. אני זה כוי ולעקולה עושה די אבין למזיק מזיבוריס, מה קל וחומר להקדש? גריוסי וקושה. לפי דעין זה גריוס אלו חומרה. First time, רבי שמואל פויטר לגמרי מזיק עשה הקדש, רבי עקיבא מחייב כרבי שמעון בן אסיה. אבל the second קשה. ולעניין מיטב נמי, חשיב עשו דמשלם ממיטב דניזק, ולא עם מגרוע דניזק. פרק טייסט השטר כקשה הפרשי. Without the קל וחומר, what would happen? So בהקדש, you would not pay מיטב את אור. רבי שמואל holds מיטב דניזק, and רבי עקיבא holds מיטב דניזק. And what is the Kalva Choymer? That even behegdash you pay mate of the Nizak. Rash, Frek the Gemara lefi Rashi, it's a Kalva Choymer. You're giving him a kule? Without the Kalva Choymer, he would pay mate of the Nizak, and Hegdash would pay mate of the Mazik. The Kalva Choymer says to pay mate of the Nizak. Frek the Gemara, it's not a Kalva Choymer, it's a Kalva Choymer, has to be to me Machmir. Frek the Gemara, I don't understand. Lu Yitzur is no mate of in Hegdash. So if a person is Mazik someone, Hedyet, he looks for his idis, he has to give him the idis of the nizak. Hegdash, he goes to his own sodeh, that is worth less than the worst sodeh of the nizak. And he also could give it to him. There's no parshas meitav bichlal. Zog the kal v'choymer, there is a parsha from meitav. Kal v'choymer says there is a parsha from meitav. Kal v'choymer tells us there's a parsha from meitav. Don't state in the kal v'choymer. Since the kal v'choymer tells us there's a parsha from meitav, so what Rashi is saying that... You don't say a kalvachoymer, so Rashi, why you don't say a kalvachoymer? Because now you're giving him the kule of the meitav. The kule? Without the kalvachoymer, what would be the aloha without the kalvachoymer? Without the kalvachoymer, when you mazik a hedyot, you pay meitav the nizak, and if you mazik hegdash, you pay gonish. You look for the worst sod in the veld, and you could give it to him. You could buy the worst sod in the veld and give it to him. So the kalvachoymer, at least pay meitav the nizak. This is loshon teisvis. ואם המיטב נמי חשיב בסוד, למשל למיטב דניזק, ולא אם יגרוע דניזק. How the Gemara is asking that it's no קל וחומר? This is the שוורקייט על רשי's פשט. סמל לתייסס בלבטיש, that the Gemara is סתם מינס ונראה לריד האוכל פירושה, מה קל וחומר להקדש, ינחו ומזיק בהקדש לא קרומר. לא מקרוד הרב שימן נפקה. אלי המיטב קרומר, אבל אהב לרבי עקיבא להדור לרבי שמואל קל וחומר להקדש. כיוון רבי שמואל לא יומד בכך, אילה משום דפורטר לי לגמרי. סתם. There's no kal v'chaymer, because Rabbi Shmuel also is masking to the kal v'chaymer. Just gradually holds that the loike Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh. So choy v'oleinu liyashev v'shitas Rashi. So I want to be masbir. V'yashev v'shitas Rashi, do you say that vorim, Reb Leib Malin says in Simen Nun Beis, Reb Nochem is ma'arich of them, and andere, well, boy, is the yesoid. Aber lo megein do pamelach, herz ha'chaim, this is dvorim amukim, aber bepashtis is dvorim brurim. Shitas Rashi, is like this. Till now we learn what Rabbi Shmuel holds, mate of the Nizak. Rabbi Akiva holds, mate of the Mazik. Just if you can't do mate of the Nizak, Hanikro, don't give me the list that you have. I have a right. If you're not giving me mate of the Nizak, so I can have a right to mate of the Mazik. Yesh meforshim the Rosh, the Beinis, the Idis. Aber Rabbi Shmuel holds mate of the Nizak, and Rabbi Akiva holds mate of the Mazik. Zog Reb Nochem Azavot. Zog Reb Leib Azay. Rashi learns a little bit Rabbi Shmuel, Ahanik Ro ve'ahanik zirashove. What's the pshat Ahanik Ro ve'ahanik zirashove? Herzachayim good. If a Hanikrove Hanik Zereshove, Rabbi Shmuel holds mate of the Mazik exactly like Rabbi Akiva. We have to notice Yisoy when we're starting the sugi from Meitav. Shitas Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel holds mate of the Mazik exactly like Rabbi Akiva. Ahanikro, it says Meitav Sodeu, Meitav Karmu Yeshalem. Why? I have to pay Meitav. Lefi what you measure Meitav? Lefi my best one, why lefi your best one? Hashem wants me to pay Meitav. So why to measure by you? It makes sense? It makes sense to measure by you? I have to pay you the best. Or by the Oilom Shaminen, or my best. I have to pay you your best. No, it doesn't make sense. It's not sad in the world that I pay your best. Why to pay your best? I can hear to pay the best of the world. I have to find what in the world is called a good payment. Oh, pay the best what you have by you. Oh, but to pay the best, lefi de nizak, en kaze tzad. So everyone holds with the mazik shaminen. So what does Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel comes and says, Abba Sada Apostle, Meitav Sadeyu, if you want, you could yoytze zayn, the Meitav de nizak. You have to pay your best. But I gave you your best, right? I gave you your best. So you don't complain. You got a best. So it's called that you got a best. That's a chayin da'oymek. Later we mask with the mekoyrim. I have to give you the best. The hainu, other something that in the world is called the best, or my best. But if I gave you your best, don't complain. But you, it's all. And dayinu musogim, say, hey, you got the best. Zeichet good. Zayin shtil. It's no tzah that I have to try to give you your best. I don't have to go lefi your musogim. I pay them your musogim. Mechateise. Other the velt musogim, other my musogim. So meitav is meitav the mazik. Meitav is meitav the mazik. Does it be yisoid alemol? Meitav the mazik. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Vosh state in the post to give meitav the nizak." What was nischadish in the post to give meitav of nizak? You know what was nischadish in the post to give meitav of nizak? Was nischadish in the post to give meitav of nizak? I could be Yoitze Zayn and mate of the Nizak. So now, let me mark the Zayn. Lefi Rashi, what is Rabbi Shmuel saying? Everyone holds Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel mate of the Mazik. What is Rabbi Shmuel? It's a kule. If you want, I have a kule for you. You know what is the kule? You could be Yoitze and mate of the Nizak. So what is the chetz of the vote of Rabbi Shmuel? A kule. Loshen HaRashbo is, Rabbi Shmuel ha-meikil Rabbi Kiva hu ha-machmir. First, let me open the Yesoid. It's a grace of Yesoid with a lot of rayas. Everyone holds be Yesoidoi, Meitav is Meitav the Mazik. And why be Yesoidoi is Meitav the Mazik? Why the Yesoidoi is Meitav the Mazik? Because this is Meitav. I have to pay a best payment. Other be the Oilom Shaminen, other be the Mazik Shaminen. I have to pay the best if you musogim. Because I'm Punk, I was Mazik you. Punk, I was Mazik you. So what? Because you're the person that I damage, I have to dance lefi yom shugasim, mapitom. Mapitom, there will be such a aloche that my best payment is lefi that person that is suffering now. Is the din on me? Is the din on me? I don't want to say, no, Andor is talking this with the yeshiva shechkire. I don't want to say with the yeshiva shechkire that why Hashem said to pay meitav? Hashem wants to punish me or he wants him to get something good? Well, it's not my job that he will have something good. I have to pay him. A mazik, you're shuldik, take care of what you did in the right way. It's your chayva to do it in a good way. You have to pay in a mechubadik way. So, other b'da oylam shaminin, other b'da mazik shaminin. A good payment. I have to give a good payment. What is a good payment by Yenem? Because I was mazik, the richest person in the world, so I have to give him something better? The teretz is, Rabbi Shmuel holds b'da mazik shaminin. We'll see about Rishonim. No, versus b'da nizak, we'll put it in one word. Rabbi Shmuel holds, Af be the nizak shamina. This is be'etzem after the hanikro. This is the way we dash in the psukim. It switches after. Before we knew a hanikro, we thought that the pasuk said be nizak. When we had a hanikro, so now we have there's no two parshas, right? So we have the ikir is mazik, and we have exeres hash. No, we have the pasuk that you pay be the mazik, and if you want, you pay be the nizak. Svorah Chitzoyin is the Mazik. After the Torah, the Svorah Chitzoyin now becomes, you pay by the Mazik, and if you want, you could be Yoytze Zayin by the Nizak. That's the Yesoid. The ganze Reb Leib Simel Amel Beis, das die Yesedim Reb Nochem, bedaas Rashi. Before Amiyasha. Teisves holds nicht azei, in ganz Suge von Meitav. So Yesedim Dike Machleisek Teisves and Rashi. Where Teisves holds not like that? Two Teisves in the Weil. And Vova Mut Beis Dibur Amasril Kegoyim. Teisves said, I have a chetimtze, in Lu Yetzuyer, the Idis of the Mazik is like Ziburis of the Nizak. Idis of the Mazik is Ziburis of the Nizak. So Lefi Rabbi Akiva, the Mazik gives the Idis, and Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, Teisves had a tzad that I have to go and buy a better one to upgrade myself to the level of the Meitav of the Nizak. Lefi Rashi Mapitom, I'm paying Meitav of the Mazik. It's no deal of Meitav of the Nizak. If I want, I could be Yoytze Zayn with Meitav of the Nizak. Of a Luyotzur, I have a Meitav, and my Meitav is Zibur is the Nizak. The first case of Teisves. I don't have to buy him another one. I'm not looking to do Meitav of the Nizak. Zog Reb Nochem im Miyasen HaMachleikes Rashi and Teisves. Teisves learns is the Indian to pay Nizak. Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel b'de Nizak Shamina. Because he can't do Nizak, it's a Chidush. Ha'an Nikro, you also do Mazik. Oh, but the Chidush is Nizak. Lefi Rashi, the Parsha is Mazik. Just if you want, you could be Yoytze with Midis the Nizak. You could be Yoytze with Idis the Nizak. You could be Yoytze with Idis the Nizak. B'meir is non-afkemina. The second afkemina of Teisves also falls off. If the Idis of the Mazik is like Zibur is the Nizak, so Teisves, no, you have to give money. I could give Idis the Mazik. Lefi Rashi, I give Idis the Mazik. So Kuntois, what Rabbi Shmuel is? Rabbi Shmuel is saying a brekale chidush. A kleine brekale, that what? You don't have to dafka give Mazik, you could give Nizak. Zogt Rabbi Akiva, Kal v'chaim ala egdesh. Kal v'chaim ala egdesh. You don't have to give Mazik. You could give Nizak. Mizuch de kules. Mizuch de kules. Kal v'chaim ala egdesh. Sanoch amor. Rabbi Shmuel was mechadesh b'de Nizak Shaminen. What is the chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel b'de Nizak Shaminen? Avada b'de Mazik Shaminen. Now the chiddush, when you say b'de Nizak Shaminen means, the Gemara says, "Kule alma with the nizak shaminin." What it means? Lekule alma, you pay mazik, and if you want, you could pay with the nizak. So Rabbi Akiva ve kalvachaim ala hegdesh. That he also has this kule. For the Gemara, my kalvachaim ala hegdesh. What with kalvachaim, you learn out kules. With kalvachaim, you learn out kules. You don't take kules. This is the first chelik. I think this chelik is very glad. Teisus l'shito soi. As is on Rashi, ma pitom, he never learned as Nizak means a kule. Teisus means Nizak is a chumre, you have to pay money. Teisus has nefkeminis where Nizak is a chumre. Lefi Rashi, Nizak is a kule. That you also could do Nizak. Frank the Gemara, so what is the zog of Rabbi Shmuel? The zog of Rabbi Shmuel is boss. That you could pay by the Nizak. You don't have to do mazik. Zog Rabbi Kiva, echal azay. Vekal vachoy mer lehegdesh. Also hegdesh could. What, you taking the kule? You taking the kule? Michael v'chaim ala hegdesh. Michael v'chaim ala hegdesh. Michael v'chaim ala hegdesh. Yeah, Michael v'chaim says that you have the zelbe kules. This is the first tickle. Frank Reb Nochem of them, if you see in Sefer, in Mamish, in the beginning, in the brackets, come Reb Nochem and Frank Takasha. It's a shayne vault. And Lechula doesn't start. Why it doesn't start? It's a Sheinevol. Because if I would not have a Kal V'chaim Ale Hegdesh, so what would be the Aloche in Hegdesh? What would be the Aloche in Hegdesh if I would not have a Kal V'chaim Ale Bichlal? What would happen if I would not have a Kal V'chaim Ale Hegdesh? So what would be the Aloche in Hegdesh? What I would do in Hegdesh? What? What I would give him? Even less from Idis the Nizak. So I need the Kal V'chaimer Bichlal to tell me this whole halacha. It's not Nainu. You're right that the Chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel is that Meitav of the Nizak means not only to pay Meitav of the Mazik, you even could pay Meitav of the Nizak. But when you say Kal V'chaimer Le'egdesh, first you mechadesh the base halacha, the Aleph base, that Bichlal, the Aleph Shebe Aleph, that Bichlal is a din Meitav. On a Kal V'chaimer, I would think there is no Meitav in Hegdesh at all. And if it's no Meitav in Hegdesh at all, so if the Mazik has a Karka, less from his Idis, and less from the Nizak's Idis, even that he could give. So what are you answering me? That you're right, Rabbi Shmuel is a kule, and I can learn out that kule be kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer comes to say chumres. You're right. But without the kal v'chomer, I bichlal don't know the base that is bichlal a musig of idis and hegdash. This is the Loshon HaTosfos. Rabbi Kim, v'le'inyan meitav nami chashivus hu, the mishalem meitav denizak. V'loi migoruah denizak. Klar? So noch amol. I want to be very clear. The vote of Reb Nochem is a glatter vote. Rabbi Shmuel, the Yesoi, the words of Rabbi Shmuel is a kule. Mate of the Nizak, when Rabbi Shmuel said his knech, he meant, I'm a Mekel. I'm a Mekel. Don't have to pay mate of the Mazik. You could go down if you want to mate of the Nizak. The din is mate of the Mazik. But if you want, you could be Yitzhak, I'm mate of the Nizak. You could be Yitzhak, mate of the Nizak. This is the Chiddush. You could be Yitzhak, mate of the Nizak. For the Gemara, if somebody makes a Kalvachemel Lehegdish that has the same kule, your Kalvachemel means to say chumus, not kules. Aber frag Reb Nochem and himself, it's a shame, a shtickle, but it's missing a piece. Because when all the kalvachoyim are lehegdash, what would be the aloche in hegdash? They want to be the aloche with hegdash, but no kalvachoyim are. Or be no mate of it all. So not only that with all the kalvachoyim are, you would pay mate of the mazik, and you would not have that kule. With all the kalvachoyim are, you would not pay not mate of the mazik, not mate of the nizak, you would pay stam karka grua. So I need a kalvachoyim are to tell me that it's a parshas mate of in hegdash. This is the way they shkall it here. I just wanted to be... That's like shver. That's a shlok, the ganze vot. It's not like... It's a vot on a vot. Ve'en lehag sheis amaylo yimishan egmod ha'kal v'choyim rekoi al ikar adin shu mate of the mazik. What are we saying at Teretz? Rabbi Shmuel is a maker that you could yoyitz as a mate of the nizak, but the whole musik is mate of is a kal v'choyim. Zog Reb Nochem ha'shvach at Teretz. Zog terazek. You're right. But Lemaiser Rabbi Shmuel and the Braisa never spoke on the Chiddush of Meitav. If we learn like Rashi, so what Rabbi Shmuel came? Rabbi Shmuel said like this. Meitav the Nizak, everyone knows Meitav the Mazik. I'm just saying a Knech. You could be Yitz a Meitav the Nizak. So the ganze Zog of Rabbi Shmuel was what? The ganze Zog of Rabbi Shmuel was, you could be Yitz a Nizak. When you learn the Braisa, Tonu Rabbonon. Meitav Sodeo Shel Nizak. What Rabbi Shmuel said? No, it's the din Meitav. I'm not speaking about that. I'm telling you, you could be Yitzhak with a Nizak. So what Rabbi Shmuel spoke, he only spoke about his Knech. He never mentioned the Iker Adin that you pay from the Mazik. This kilo everyone knows. Everyone knows that you pay from the Mazik. Yeah, Apostle, Meitav Sodeo. I'm just coming to tell you that you could be Yitzhak with a Nizak. And on that, Rabbi Kiva says, Kalvachim Ale Hegdesh, so it's mashma that Rabbi Kiva is only talking on the Knech of Rabbi Shmuel. That Knech is a Kula. This is the pshat of Reb Nochem in the sugya. Doichak shem doichak. What? Meged Nochem shem enam. We go in the Gemara. The Gemara is Nochem shem enam. So Nochem. The Reb Nochem has two parts. First, the Knech b'das Rashi, the loike tesisim in Vov Amud Beis, that the Firashi, the Mahalach of Rabbi Shmuel is, also by the Nizak Shaminen. Also by the Nizak. Avada by the Mazik. If I want, I could be Yoitza by the Nizak. Maybe that's the Kula by the Nizak. Rishon is Arash by the Alamol, Rabbi Shmuel is the Mekel, Rabbi Kiva is the Machmir. And the Melech Frank the Gemara, if Rabbi Kiva is coming to learn this Knech, it's a Kula Dike Knech. You don't say Kalvachem for a Kula Dike Knech. I Frank a Kasher, but maybe Rabbi Kalvachem is for the Iker Din Meitav. You're right. It couldn't be that I need a Kalvachem for the Iker Din Meitav. Aber Rafdem Rabbi Kiva is Giret. Because Rabbi Kiva was talking about Rabbi Shmuel spoke, and Rabbi Shmuel never spoke about the Iker Din Meita. This is the way Rabbi Nochem is maimed the Dvorim. Rabbi Leib Malin says the same Teire over Glat, over Halten Kop, over Mamish Becheshbon She'en Kedug Mosri. And we'll say over the Cheshbon. Again, the Teire is the same Teire. Rashi learns that the Iker Adil for Rabbi Shmuel is B'de Mazik Sheminen. The ganze aloche from the Nizak is, if I want, I could be Yoitz in Nizak. But I never have. There's no tzad I will buy a better one to be Yoitz in Nizak. I find that the Iker measurement is the Mazik. If I want, I could be Yoitz with the Nizak. I've never had tzad I have to pay money. I find I could pay with the Mazik. If I want, I could be Yoitz with the Nizak. That's the chidush of Shitas Rashi. Frag the Gemore, Michael Vachim Ale Hegdesh. What is the Gemore's Kasha? So the Rashi, it's a Kula. The Knech of Rabbi Shmuel is a Kula. The Knech of Rabbi Shmuel is a Knula. Meikra, then you would have to pay Mazik. Rabbi Shmuel was making that you could pay Nizak. To learn the Kalvachoymer, then Hegdash also has a Kula. Frank Reb Nochem, but it's not true. I need a Kalvachoymer, Leikra, Din Meitav. that on the Kal Vachomer I would not know that Hegel Shmei is made of. Das ist die Kasche. Herzlich ein Gut. Was ist geblieben bei Lu Yitzuyer, we'll start. Lu Yitzuyer, I don't have a Kal Vachomer le Hegdash. So what would be the Aloch in Hegdash? You would pay Meitav or not? Lu Yitzuyer is no Pasuk. I would pay Meitav in Hegdash or not? Shach, why not? We had a Rashbos Kashe. If every Mazik pays Meitav, why here not to pay Meitav? If every Mazik pays Meitav, why here not to pay Meitav? If every Mazik pays Meitav, why without the Pasuk would be no Meitav? What was the Rashbos answer? What was the Rashbos answer? Why I need Bichlal HaKal V'Choymer and the Iker Din Meitav? Every Mazik pays Meitav. Why here not to pay Meitav? What was the Rashbos answer? What was the Rashbos answer? The Bir B'Zde'acher. Only B'Zde'acher you pay Meitav. Here you don't pay Meitav. Herzach and good. So it's Reblei Bazei. Why the Fira Rabbi Akiva Reb Shimon B'Menasye Shor Tam pays Nezek Sholem B'Hegdash? It says Re'eyu. Only Re'eyu is Chatzi Nezek. But it's not Re'eyu, you add. So here also, the Birb is the Acher, you pay Meitav. If it's not the Acher, you pay even more for Meitav. Why to go down, to go up? You don't say, Shor Re'eyu pays Tam Chatzin Nezek and Hegdash doesn't pay at all. You decide to darshan the Pasuk, the opposite. Shor Re'eyu is Chatzi. Shor Hegdash, Shalem. So in Meitav I will do the same thing. So I will explain. If I learn like Rabbi Shmuel, listen good. If I learn like Rabbi Shmuel, so the pasuk of a bir b'zde'acher is a kule or a chumre? If Rabbi Shmuel, is a kule. That ahani kro is a kule. Dahainu be'etzem I pay mazik. The bir b'zde'acher tells me no. Oh, but you could pay nizak. You could go down to the nizak. So what the pasuk? If you have a drosha dafka b'zde'acher, you could pay nizak. But if it's not zde'acher, what do you pay? But the mazik. So again, the Gemara fragt as if lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, but the nizak is a kule. If lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, but the nizak is a kule. The haino, meitav is the mazik, and the posuk bebir is the acher, ani kro, tells me that the posuk is telling me that, no, if you want to pay nizak, you have a way out. When I've them zog the posuk, only bis the acher you have a way out. Aba behegdish, you pay the whole thing. So what the Kal Vachomer is coming to tell me now? So what the Kal Vachomer is coming to do? What? So what the Kal Vachomer will do now? To say, no. It has to be the same. It has to have the kule. Again, without the Kal Vachomer, I know Meitav. Why I don't know Meitav? I have a drosha acher. Or Belu Yitzir, without the Kal Vachomer, every time, but the Nizak is a kule. So Bebir Bizde Acher will say that Bizde Hegdesh is Murchomu. I say v'reiyu v'loy shel hegdash. Rabbi Akiva is the one that darshens the fiddus sugi Rabbi Shimon ben Asya that we darshen reiyu pays sheloy reiyu patur. But Rabbi Akiva darshens reiyu pays k'tzad sheloy reiyu pays more. The birb is the acher has the kule of the nizak that you could pay all the mamazik or the kule of the nizak of Rabbi Shmuel. If it's not the acher, what you do? You pay again to meitav. So if it's not the acher, you pay all meitav. If it's not the acher. If it's not a zde'acher, you pay all meitav. No? If the drosha is like this, if you're Rabbi Yishmoel, you pay meitav the mazik, and the pasuk came to say, v'bir b'zde'acher, that you pay, you could do with the nizak. If you want, you could do with the nizak. Now I have a drosha, v'bir b'zde'acher, only b'zde'acher I have it. Shaloi b'zde'acher, wanna be the aloche? You pay the whole thing. This is what the Kal Vachomer is coming to say. But what did you pay less? As if in head yet, you have the kule. Hegdash also will have the kule. Frey the Gemara, Kal Vachomer can't say that you pay less. Al Korchoch zog the Gemara, punkt verkehrt. Al Korchoch, Rabbi Akiva learned that without the Pasuk, without the Kal Vachomer, what would be the Aloche of Meitav? What would be the Aloche of Meitav? Only with the Mazik. So if it's only with the Mazik, so the Birbis, the Acher has to say that when it's Hegdash, it's less. Because there's nothing more to add. And the Kal Vachomer will come to say what? That again, but the Mazik Sheminen. Zog the Gemara, so I have a riot that Rabbi Akiva holds, but the Mazik Sheminen. This is the Cheshbon. Again, it's Gibboit in the same Teir. That Rabbi Shmuel is a Meikel. If Rabbi Shmuel is not a Meikel, we don't have a Teir. If Rabbi Shmuel is a Meikel, And you want to learn that Rabbi Akiva would learn like Rabbi Yishmael, that Lekule Alma B'denizek Shaiminen means Kule. That the Pasuk B'denizek meant to be Mekel. So then you would darshan the Pasuk V'bir B'zde'acher, only B'zde'acher I have the Kule, Shaloi B'zde'acher I have the Chumre. Shaloi B'zde'acher I have the Chumre. Only B'zde'acher I have the Kule. Shaloi B'zde'acher I have the Chumre. So what I need a Kal V'chomer for? I know now, but other Kal V'chomer, the Bir B'zde'acher has the Kule of the Nizak, Behegdash is no Kule, you go Basar the Mazik. So what is the Kal V'chomer? So the Kal V'chomer will say no. Misvore, it's more, Take. So the Kal V'chomer, it's the same. So the Freg the Gemara, Kal V'chomer cannot be Mekel. Kal V'chomer only could be Machmir. Muzain, that Rabbi Akiva holds with the Mazik Sheminen, the Mele, the Posuk is a Machmir. So Bir B'zde'acher is Mafkia Hegdash. So like the Rashba said, B'meile Hegdash has to be less. Dafka B'zde'acher, you pay mate of the Mazik. Oh, but if it's not Z'de'acher, you don't pay mate of the Mazik. And the Kal V'chomer comes again to add that you do pay. Aber Azei, so we see that Rabbi Akiva Be'al Meholds with the Mazik Sheminen, like with the Nizik Sheminen. Don't see the Cheshma from the Gemara. Again, Sai lefi Reb Nochem, Sai lefi Reb Leib, is the same Teira Be'etzim. That Rabbi Shmuel, Yesoido Yezakule. Yesoido Yezakule. Yesoido is not a Chumre. Just lefi Reb Nochem, this is what Rabbi Shmuel spoke about. So if Rabbi Akiva goes on that Kal V'chomer, it can mashma. Maybe the whole Halacha I need a Kal V'chomer. The Sugi is not going at that. This was Reb Nochem's way out. We're saying no. Rabbi Shmuel is a Kule. But we had the Rashba's Kasha. Reb Leib brings the Rashba. We had the Rashba's Kasha. What's the given the Rashba's Kasha? Frank the Rashba, but Lemaisa is the same with Mazik. I don't need a Pasuk. I don't need a Kal V'chomer. That's the Heva Acher. But Lu Yitzur, Rabbi Akiva Alamon learns, Re'eyu, but Hegdash is more. So the Acher would say Hegdash is also more. So I have a beer, Mr. Acher will tell me that Hegdash is more, so I don't need a Kal V'chomer. Al Kocho Rabbi Akiva learned, that Be'etzem Be'almes, you pay with the Mazik Sheminen, the Acher said less, and the Kal V'chomer brings it back. Does he the Teretz from the Gemara? You'll see, Rashi and Gittin, that Memtesa Mudalef, word by word says this whole book. Word by word. Rashi Memtes Mudalev and Gittin. Reb Nochem wanted to bring two rayas that he's right in his Yesod. Two rayas. I'll say one of them. He brings down a Gemara and Gittin. The Gemara and Gittin. Teisus al Nishtase. This is the Teisus by us. Teisus al Nishtase. The Gemara and Gittin brings down that Mipnei Tikkun HaOilom Mishnah Reish Perek HaNezokim. Hanezokim shomim lem beidis mipnei tikkun ha'olam. The first mission Hanezokim. Now, why bichlal and the whole sugya is in Gittin? Because the Mishnah brings down a list of dvorim mipnei tikkun ha'olam. One of them is that the mazik pays by the idis. Frag the Gemara tikkun ha'olam. It's a pasuk. Meitav sodeyu, meitav karmo yeshalem. So the Gemara, no, we're going a little bit Rabbi Shmuel. That normally is by the nizek shaminim. Tikkun ha'olam, you pay by the mazik. Tikkun ha'olam, you pay by the mazik. So, Mashma that allemol you pay by the mazik. Frekt zah de kashe lefi Rabbi Yishmael kums ois that the tikkun ha'olam made some people to lose. Why? Sometimes the nizik sada is worth more. The nizik sada is worth more. And now you have to pay by the mazik. You pay less? Tikkun ha'olam, and here, when the nizik is less, and you pay lefi the mazik, it's tikkun ha'olam, that you are machmir on him. But when the nizik is more, you made a kule. Now without tikkun ha'olam, you had to give me the nizak. Nafkimina, you would have to give money, or all different nafkiminas, if you buy a different sode, all different nafkiminas, you will have to go lefi the nizak. And now because tikkun ha'olam, you pay less? So Reb Nochem lefi dvora is niflo. Lefi Rabbi Yishmael, you never have to go basa the nizak. You alamol could give the mazik. No, the chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel, you could give less. Tikkun HaOlam says, no. Yeah, every time I have to go lefi your meitav. You can't give less. If on Reb Nochem, lefi Rabbi Shmuel, you have to give it the Nizak. If you don't have Nizak, you give it the Mazik. Oh, but you have to give the most. So the Tikkun HaOlam only helps halfway. If the Nizak is less, what's the Tikkun HaOlam? But if the Nizak is more, so, why it's called Tikkun HaOlam? It's 50-50. It's very shmel. The Gemara says, Tikkun HaOlam, you go by the Mazik. Sometimes this is good, sometimes this is good. The Teret is nine. Alamol, you could have gone by the Mazik, lefi Rashi. Just the chiddush of the Nizak is that you could go Nizak. It's like Tikkun HaOlam, you can't go Nizak. But maybe you can't go Nizak. It means Nochem of Kiminis, but we have a new pshat in the Yesh Mefolshim. The Rosh said that, what was the case of the Rosh when we started the sugya? The Meitav of the Nizak is less from the Ziburis of the Mazik. And the Mazik has something better. So without the Hanikro, he would give the Meitav of the Nizak. Now he has to give the Meitav of the Mazik. The Yesh Mefolshim clear, what would it be if he has a Beinonis? If he has a Beinonis. So the Hainu, the Meitav of the Nizak is less from the Ziburis of the Meitav of the Nizak is less from the Ziburis of the Nizak, if the Mazik. But now the Mazik has a Beinonis and has a Idis. So the Rosh says, if you can't give Meitav of the Nizak, you switch to Meitav of the Mazik. And Yesh Mefoshim said, no, I could give a Beinonis. I could give a Beinonis. And we had all different shilas, why? So Dr. Lefirashi is very glad. Is Alamol made of the Mazik? I could be Yoytzeb with made of the Nizak. So if I'm giving him his Abeinonis, Avada I'm Yoytzeb made of the Nizak. I'm giving him more for made of the Nizak. Lefi the Rosh was other made of the Nizak, other the made of the Mazik. I can't do made of the Nizak. We switch to made of the Mazik. I become one of the sign, but we switch to made of the Mazik. Lefi Rashi, we never switch. It's made of the Mazik. If you want, you can be Yoytzeb with his price. So if you're giving him a Beinonis, Avada you Yoytze. It's no Noise Bichlal. The whole Yesh Mefolshim was that is a mate of the Nizak. I can't go the Nizak. I switch to the Mazik. Why I can't go Beinonis? Because now I'm going by the Mazik. If I'm going by the Mazik, I'm going to feed the best of the Mazik. If I go by the Nizak, I go by the best of the Nizak. If I can't give the mate of the Nizak, I have to go to feed the mate of the Mazik. Firashi Nishtar Zazach, Alamol was Mazik. Just the halacha was, I could be Yoytze in the price of his Meitav. Vala could be Yoytzeh in the price of his Meitav. To give his Meitav is enough. Vala to give his Meitav is enough and I could be Yoytzeh with his Meitav. So Vala could be Yoytzeh with his Meitav. So man, if I'm giving Beinonis, Avada it's considered I'm Yoytzeh with his Beinonis. This is L'chur Da'avon HaSadvori. Tesis and Gittin says a new pshat in the Gemara. What is the Gemara's kashya? Taisus here said a very shvach pshat. So what is the pshat of Taisus? The Kal V'chomer is good. Now the pshat is, Rabbi Shmuel said that you potur in ganzen. Because he holds that shor shel re'eyu v'lo shor shel hegdesh, you potur in ganzen. Rabbi Kiva holds, you chayev, v'zok Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Shmuel Kal V'chomer. Rabbi Shmuel told him, I'm also masking the Kal V'chomer. I just gradually learned that you potur, so you can't be mechayev meitav. It's not mashma, it's me'ein atayne. Zayti kipshat. Adechek di kipshat. Adechek di kipshat. Zog Taisus dir, the Gemara means a different zach. How you have a tzad made of the Nizak, and Hegdash you could have made of the Nizak? How you could have made of the Nizak and Hegdash? You know what Hegdash has? How you have a tzad to darshan made of the Nizak and Hegdash? How you a darshan made of the Nizak and Hegdash? What tzad you are given? Lefi what? Lefi the Hegdash in your neighborhood? Maybe someone in the end of the world was Magdish Asadah? You have the marshal, he comes over to you, he wants your best sodeh. I'm very rich. Hegdash don't have such nice sodeh. So I will give you my Beinonis. I'm telling you, who said? Maybe someone in the end of the world is Magdish. How you know how much Hegdash has? So, Alamol, give your best. Give your best. What do you mean? I don't want to give you my best. Why don't I want to give you my best? Because I want to give you the best of Hegdash. You know what is the best of Hegdash? What? What? You know what is the best of Hegdash? How you know what Hegdash owns? Every second in the world, people are Magdish. How he knows if at the end of the world someone was Magdish now? What?
So you can't say Kal V'chomer le Hegdash.
that the pshat is that ben nizak shaminen. Why you can't say kal vachomer leivish? That ben nizak shaminen, because it can be. Why it can be? Because it can be that you obey lefi the meitav of the hekdesh. So what is the gemara's kasha? Michael vachomer. Michael vachomer. What is the gemara's kasha? The gemara's kasha is seken izayin. Seken izayin. So that's a lane. It's pshat. Chashteinish. So stam as a kasha. Stam as a kasha. How you pay meitav? We have to be masbu the stasis here, the shtiku. So I'm Bezos Hashem, it's very shpet. Tomorrow to finish it, but we have to start the next sugya, Bezos Hashem.